כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
אשרי פסוק קוף. We're up to the pasuk kuf. Korev Hashem l'chol korov l'chol asher yikru v'emes. The beautiful pasuk of the special closeness that Hashem has to anybody who calls out to Him. There's something unusual about this pasuk, because if you notice, all the psukim in Ashrei have a vav in the middle. It's split up into two parts. Ha'mimcha Elikai Melech V'Avocha B'chol Yom V'Ocheko V'Ahalo. There's only two that don't. Pasuk of Ches Chana V'Rachum Hashem and Kol Hashem V'Chol Kol V'Chol Hashikov V'Mes. Ches and Kuf, those two are the only two that go in one statement. Chana V'Rachum Hashem V'Chapayim V'Ches Kol Hashem V'Chol Kol Hashikov V'Mes. I'm not sure exactly why it's so, but there is a concept of ches kuf, which I'll speak about briefly. There are different ways to read the aleph beis in the fashion that there's all kinds of different lemozim that come out of the aleph beis. So one of them is something called, you take a word, a letter from the beginning of the aleph beis, and a letter from the end of the aleph beis. You go like aleph and tof together. That's one way of doing it. There's another way of doing it that the night it comes out like this. You have tes, you have ches kuf, chok, tes reish, and yud shin. You know, it's tes from the beginning. And ches from the beginning, kuf from the end, and then one letter afterwards, tes, one letter later from the beginning, and then one letter later from the end, which is resh. Then you have yud, which is a letter after tes, and a letter after the resh is shin, yesh. The ma'isa of Pichazal, these letters are meramis to different levels of the spiritual world of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The third one is yesh, yud shin, yesh. Like the famous Mishnah says, L'hanchil o'yhavi yesh, though it's the same amale. O'yhav is described as yesh. So it's a reality, the real world, yesh. O'yhav, the lowest level is ches kuf, chok. We know that it says chok nosan v'lo yava, it describes the embryos ha'olam. Chuk es shemai vos samti. The physical world is bound by these, by the term of chok. Chok means that it has its limitations, specifically given by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the difference between this world and the world to come. This world is a limited world. Chok. Connected that we have the Torah also has its chukim. But that's a way to go through the limited world. I think that we don't even understand the chukim. But chok also represents the physical world, the limited world that we're living in. So it could be something of these two psukim that also teach us how to go through this limited world. The physical world, the Olam HaSiyah that we're living in, the world externally seems to have all kinds of problems, all kinds of complications, all types of hardships. Sometimes even in Bechina B'chok, we don't understand what it's all about, why Hashem is doing so many things. But these two psukim, David HaMelech is telling us, if you want to understand it deeper, idea behind this world, these two psukim. Number one is Chanun Rachman Hashem Erech Hapayim V'Chesed. It's all from the Chanun Rachman Hashem Erech Hapayim. We deserve punishment. We don't get punished on the spot. Hashem waits. Rachman is for us to be chayiv v'teshuva. That's number one. It's all Rachman is. We don't always see it. Sometimes we see hard situations just on the surface, but deep down, it's all to bring us to a higher place, a higher level of Kiyus Elokim. That's a ches. The Rachman, the Chanun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second thing is, how do we pull ourselves out of the hard situations? Korov Hashem l'chol korov. Sometimes we look so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the physical world seems so detached. It's not true. We're always so, so close to Hashem. Kol Hashem v'chol kol, we just have to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically, those are the two points that these two psukim together are giving us this message. The world looks like a chok, limited. Doesn't have everything we'd like out of it. Sometimes a chok, we don't understand what's going on. But behind it all is these two things. It's a world full of chan v'racham Hashem. Tremendous rachman v'chol kol. And our way to achieve and get to the Rachman. Just call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hashem says. I'm close to you. Don't ever let the Yetzer fool you to think that I'm far away from you. I'm so, so close to you. Call Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we take these two things, Ches and Kuf, and recognize that there's something special, they're not without that evolves. They sometimes look disconnected. They're not connected to anything else. But rather, that's externally, but deep down, the Namish. This is our way of connecting to Hashem. Through this world, revealing the Rachmanas Hashem. Through this world, revealing Hashem is so close to us. That brings us to be able to take advantage of everything we can from this special world.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechakeh Lecha Bekol HaLashon 03-617-1111